Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home to stay.
Little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, ladies and gentlemen. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Deaney's our guest, our good friend, longtime, way back longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Hunting in a Farmer's World, an award-winning book. Folks, I please, trust me, please take my advice. Get this book. Find it. Buy it. Steal it. Whatever you got to do. Get it and read it. E-book too, right, John?
Yes, it's available
on Amazon, yeah. Hardback and e-book, and where else? Everywhere else.
Yeah, in Barnes and Noble and all the other normal places.
So check that out. What about? Okay, now one of your books though is Beating the Boomer Bust, and it's all about what baby boomers need to be doing to think about getting divesting of their businesses, and it's an ebook. And you have a great offer you want to make to my audience.
Sure, absolutely. If they go to theboomerbust.com,
theboomerbust.com,
or you can get there from my site, John F. Deaney.
Okay, JohnFDeaney.com.
There's a download that requires a password. I use it for speaking presentations, and the password, which you'll love, Jim, because you're a boomer, is Woodstock with a capital W.
1969.
Right.
So, okay, so Woodstock, folks, put that in there, and then they can from there they can download the ebook.
The ebook, yeah, the PDF.
Free, ladies and gentlemen, please take advantage of this. You don't even have to admit that you know me. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't have to say, I know Jim, you don't have to say anything about loving my show or anything like that. Type in Woodstock, and that's the password.
You don't have to know the knock.
That's the secret handshake and everything. So take care, take advantage of that, folks. I promise you, you'll be glad you did. Okay, so let's keep talking about that, little John. One of the things, I know you wrote an article recently called The Luxury of No Resources. I remember when I started my business, and I've told this story a thousand times, I had a Macintosh and a laser printer, which were huge assets, right? I mean, that wasn't for nothing, right? I mean, that was pretty darn handy to start a business with. But 5 minutes before I started my business, I didn't know I was going to do it because I just got fired. And so I started Jim Blasingame and Associates, but my associates were my printer and my Macintosh,
right?
And then, that was the way it was for about 3 years.
Yeah, I have a story in Hunting in a Farmer's World where they're talking about their early days, and one guy says, I had this voicemail that said, press 1 for accounting, press 2 for customer service, press 3 for sales. He said, they all rang in the kitchen,
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You do all those things, and this is the way most businesses. If you see a successful small business owner, there's probably a 75% chance that there was a day back in time when it was just them and their wits and two nickels they've rubbed together.
Sure. And the reason I call it the luxury of no resources is because when you have nothing, you're not making big bets.
Right.
You don't turn around and say, oh, I think I'll blow a wad on advertising or something, because you just don't have it. So you learn, your trial and error process is actually fairly low risk. I mean, you're living on the edge. You need to make enough to eat.
Right.
But beyond that, you're not taking these plunges. You certainly aren't overconfident at that point.
Right.
And, so many of us that founded our own businesses wound up pretty decent at figuring out the numbers and usually very good at sales and with some concept of marketing. And as time went on, we figured out HR by hiring the wrong people.
Right.
And, you build a successful organization, and whether that's 5 or 10 or 50 people, the parameters change, and you're running on experience. And you know what experience is, Jim, right?
Mm-hmm.
You make good decisions based on experience, you know, because you have experience for making bad decisions.
Bad decisions, exactly right. All the mistakes.
So you make the mistakes when they don't cost you a whole lot, and by the time they get expensive, by the time you're hiring, higher wage employees or taking advertising or planning a marketing calendar, you've got enough experience to bring to the table where you can avoid the obvious mistakes, mm-hmm. the dumb things that you did in the beginning.
Well, you also know, by that time you know what you want, pretty much. You know what you're good at. You know what customers like about you. What is it? You know, they can buy whatever you sell anywhere else, but they're buying it from you because they like something about your special sauce. But the other thing is, you've during this time where you have, as you say, when you have no resources, you've learned how to do all the jobs.
Right.
So when you hire somebody, you know how to train them, or you know how to, but that, and of course that's really good news that you can do all these things, because you, one thing you can brag about it later, John. I love bragging to my employees. I did used to do all this by myself. I used to do this myself. You know,
yeah,
I like doing that.
But
the problem is the delegating, and that's what we need to talk about. Give us a little tour of the delegating before we go to a break.
Okay. Yeah, and well, as Doug, and you know, I want to bring in Doug Tatum's from his book No Man's Land, great book.
Our buddy Doug.
You know, he says in there, you know, most small businesses reach the point where the owner's making three times as much as he would as an employee.
Right.
Unfortunately, he's doing the job of three employees
that's
to
right.
earn that money.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah, that's from No Man's Land. We launched that book on this show probably about 7 or 8 years ago. Hey, John, give us the website again, please, one more time, and for that free offer.
Yeah, go to johnfdaney.com and find the Boomer Bust tab and put in Woodstock, and you can get the book for free.
There you go. It's a download of the ebook, folks, so check that out. Please take advantage of it. I promise you, you'll enjoy it. John's a great writer, and as you know, he's a pretty smart guy. We'll come back. We've got more of this to come. Stay with us. Tintail. I'm Jim Blessing.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.